You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it and I understand it. And it's a very interesting thing, and I'm going to be letting you know about it.
Speaking from experience, United States President Donald Trump has been commenting on his personal coronavirus journey. The president's blood oxygen level twice dropped suddenly in recent days, but his doctor, Sean Conley, says the president is improving.
Regarding his clinical status, the patient continues to improve. He has remained without fever since Friday morning. His vital signs are stable. From a pulmonary standpoint, he remains on room air this morning and is not complaining of shortness of breath or other significant respiratory symptoms. He is ambulating himself, walking around the White House medical unit without limitation or disability.
But there are also calls for more information, with doctors refusing to disclose the specific timing of the president's dip in oxygen or whether lung scans showed any damage. Mr. Conley says he was just being very careful with the information he released on the weekend.
I was trying to reflect the upbeat attitude that the team, the president, that his course of illness has had. Didn't want to give any information that might steer the course of illness in another direction, and in doing so, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true. Here I have it. The fact of the matter is that he's doing really well, that he is responding, and as the team said, if everything continues to go well, we're going to start discharge planning back to the White House.
Mr. Trump was diagnosed with the virus just weeks before the presidential election on November the 3rd. His Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, says if elected, he will make it a priority to distribute personal protective equipment to hospitals, schools, transport, and other essential workers.
This is not about freedom. It's about patriotism. You wear a mask to protect the person next to you. You wear a mask to protect the bus driver. You wear a mask to protect the person you're sitting next to on the bus. And to reject a chance to do the easiest thing possible to save lives, I find it appalling.
India says it's planning to immunize at least 250 million of its 1.4 billion people by July 2021. India has registered more than 6.5 million COVID-19 cases, with at least 101,000 deaths since the pandemic began. The country is testing three potential vaccines, including one being developed jointly by the University of Oxford and pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca. Health Minister Dr. Harsh Vardhan says high-risk groups will be the first to receive a successful vaccine, including healthcare workers.
Our rough estimate and target would be to receive and utilize 400 to 500 million doses, covering approximately 20 to 25 crore people by July 2021. Our government is working round the clock to ensure that there is a fair and equitable distribution of vaccines once they are ready.
A small number of people circled Islam's holiest site in Mecca after Saudi Arabia lifted coronavirus restrictions that had been in place for months. The kingdom had taken the rare step in March of suspending the smaller Umrah pilgrimage that normally attracts millions as coronavirus took hold around the world. But the Saudi government has started allowing a maximum of 6,000 pilgrims a day to enter the sprawling Grand Mosque in Mecca. Speaking to Al Jazeera, this woman, who travelled from Indonesia, was moved by the experience of being able to enter the mosque.
Alhamdulillah. I'm accepted today for special Hajj. I feel like it's a blessing from Allah to me before I leave Saudi for good.
And Japanese fashion designer Kenzo Takada has died from COVID-19 at the age of 81. The first Japanese designer to break into the exclusive Parisian fashion scene, Mr. Takada died at the American hospital in Paris. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide has passed 35 million, while the death toll is over 1 million. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.